Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of January, 2014. Hope the week is going well at this midweek point, and hope things are you're looking forward to a great weekend. We'll get things rolling with Hank Amos. Mr. Amos is the president and CEO of Tucson Realty and Trust, and tomorrow, officially, he'll be releasing his annual forecast for the commercial real estate scene, and we're always delighted to get a preview of the forecast right here on the Buckmaster Show. Hank, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning.
Happy New Year. Is it too late to say Happy New Year to people?
I don't know. Haven't seen somebody for a while, Happy New Year.
Why not? And we wish you all the best with Tucson Realty and Trust in the new year. Okay, looking at the overall scene, why don't we start with the residential real estate, i.e. housing?
Housing had a good year last year. They've had a couple good years back to back, one of their stronger years. So if you talk to a residential agent, they'll tell you, I had a good year. The median home price for residential housing went up for, let's say, a resale home, went up about 10%. So it's sitting around $168,000.
That's pretty good.
It's very good. And new home is $245,000. That's about up 8%.
Okay, we'll take that 8 to 10 percent movement anytime. How about new building permits? I see they're about 11% ahead of last year. Certainly not where they were in years past, but
It looks like they're going to finish the year about 1,600 building permits, which is really low. We used to be in that 5 to 10,000,
big time.
So, and that's one of the reasons why, like, industrial vacancies down. I mean, up, because all those subs that were working for the residential contractors, they're not here in our market, so they haven't really come back yet. Housing's coming, but it's not there yet. So building permits need to get much higher.
So how does residential real estate, as we say, looking good, how does that influence your area of expertise, the commercial real estate scene?
So
does one drive the other?
It really, well, first of all, we are a residential, we are a real estate driven economy, and it's driven by the residential. So when residential is doing well, we're building lots of homes, we have lots of contractors, we have a little bit of business velocity. That's the big thing that's missing in Tucson. And it really helps out. So it helps out, especially in the industrial market, for what I just said. But obviously, if you have business velocity and you're making money, everything else seems to work. But we're lacking that in Tucson this year. And that's why we're saying the commercial real estate market is going to be almost a replay of last year, maybe a little bit better, because we have no business velocity.
Well, we had a great start, as I recall, when you were with us a year ago for the year-end review. We had a good start to the year. Then things kind of just, like, after the first quarter went south.
It seems to be a pattern. You know, we've had it for about 3 years now, and it's same thing's happening. So we got together with our panel of experts at our company. We came to that conclusion. People often ask me, you know, what's the market like? I said, well, we're making progress, but it's like running in molasses. But this year, same thing happened. Our phones are ringing off the hook. We're showing properties. We're doing leases, making deals. But we'll see as we get to the end of May, June. That's kind of like everything kind of has the last couple of years slowed down. So we don't know if we're off to a great start or is this the same pattern that we've been in.
How about when we drive down the street and we see all these empty storefronts? Are we starting to absorb some of the retail vacancy space? Is that now down to under 10% in the
Tucson
area? You
know, retail did well, and it's one of the brighter spots. You're starting to see the new big boxes being replaced and all. There was 800,000 square feet of positive net absorption. Vacancy is down to 8%. So they're going to continue to do well, and that's been one of the bright spots in commercial real estate.
Yeah, we've seen, what are they? Are they the Circle K's, the Quick Trips, the Walgreens that are taking some of this space?
Well, right, that's right. That's what's, so there's three things. There's new retail construction the past year. There's redevelopment of central area properties. So you're seeing like Walmart neighborhood markets, Walgreens, CVS, Quick Trip, Circle K. And then we've seen some of our big boxes that were vacant being leased to like Stein Mart, Hobby Lobby, Chuzz Fitness, Floor & Decor, Conn's, you know, those, the likes of those.
Well, for economic development, it doesn't get a lot of publicity, but one of the key drivers, Hank Amos, is the industrial space. When a new company comes to town or an existing company, they want to expand. Do we have, compare it to Phoenix, do we, how do we look when it comes to industrial space?
Well, industrial, we've talked about this last time. We still have a number of buildings over 100,000 square feet that are vacant or can be leased. And so hopefully we can steer some of that. When folks are looking at Arizona, they're going to come here because Phoenix doesn't have that inventory that we have. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do so. I understand there's a couple companies, 5,000 employees or so, that are looking at Tucson. I don't know if that's going to happen. Obviously, when you're something that big, you're going to have a lot of competition. But our vacancy rate is about 10.5%. I think it's probably a little bit more. Absorption was about 479,000 square feet. But an interesting statistic was that the absorption from fourth quarter was down 50% for fourth quarter last year. And the average sales price per square foot was down about $16 per square foot.
Let's talk about the downtown area. How is it doing?
Downtown is on fire. I don't know. A lot of our younger people, I think, have been down there. Some of the older folks, you know, like to stay in the foothills, don't want to come on down.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, I'd really recommend that you go down there because it has totally transformed itself. And I remember, I don't know, 5 years ago or 6 years ago, we were talking about downtown. And
said it was dead.
It was dead.
And you said nothing was happening.
You don't
downtown.
Want to happen.
I mean, even a year ago, you were saying you see a lot of progress. But now I'm hearing you say it's on fire.
It's on fire. And it's all due to local businessmen and women who have gone down there and reinvented and made it happen. So like in the past 5 years, this is really interesting. There's been 150 new businesses that have opened up downtown.
Wow.
Over 60 restaurants, 53 retail stores, and 18 nightclubs. And then you have, you know, student housing, like the Cadence student housing, 400 beds. There's other student housing projects. There's two new apartment buildings. 35 homes are underway. I mean, downtown has totally transformed itself. And boy, if we can just take that and spread it out.
So you're saying there's tremendous energy.
Tremendous energy.
Is the streetcar have anything to do with this?
I think the streetcar has something to do with it. I mean, originally, I was against the streetcar.
I know you were. That's why
cost.
I ask.
I'd rather see the money spent on the streetcar.
I know you
were not.
Tucson. Originally, you are not a big supporter of the streetcar, but you're saying now, now that it's, you know, the testing is underway, it's an element in this energy.
It's a big element in that energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's still worth the money, but it's a big element.
So how do we get all this excitement and energy in the downtown to spread out to the rest of the community?
You know, I don't know. Tucson, I know the mayor's trying hard. We became and we're known as a community of no, you know. So no to Rosemont, no to Motorola, no to Intel. And so we're just the no community. And and we have to change that. I think we're doing certain things. But again, you know, you need momentum and positive energy that feeds on itself. And it's that snowball that goes down the hill. And we don't have that right now. We're getting it with downtown, and hopefully it transforms itself to other parts of our community. But we really need business velocity.
Well, here's my theory on that, and you can chime in, because certainly you've been here longer than I have. I've been here about 26 years, and of course, your family, Pioneer family, turn of the century with Tucson Realty and Trust. I think a lot of this, Hank, goes back to the no-growth days of the 60s and 70s in Tucson.
Not necessarily the 60s, but you can pinpoint it to...
What was the tipping point?
We
pinpoint it to what?
1986, that was the pinnacle, I think. And we were on everybody's top five list. It doesn't matter what top five list. It was all positive, right? Everybody wanted to come here. And we had a change in leadership. And we had a bunch of no-growthers that kind of came into office. And, you know, I could pinpoint the individuals. But that's what changed. And we just took on a different character. And we're still digging out. And then on top of that, you had, because we're a real estate driven economy, mm-hmm. you had the RTC in 1987.
Oh, yes.
And that devastated us economically. And a lot of our talent that was here left our community to go elsewhere because it was about a 5-year recovery process. So you couple that with the change of leadership that we had, you know, in our city council, and we're paying the price for it.
But
right
you
now.
Like what you're seeing. The mayor is really trying.
He's trying.
Yeah,
he's trying. Got his hands tied. Mm-hmm. He's trying.
Hands tied politically? Or?
Well, it's just, you know, we don't have a lot of really pro-business folks mm-hmm. there. And you need that. I mean, you have a lot of people that are on the city council that don't want to support the F-35. And that resonates, too, to Washington. And so when they're making decisions for which we're going to have another BRAC, and we're known as, you know, look, the DM-50 and those guys are
before
working hard.
Known as the no
but you need
community.
Your leadership to step up and say, hey, we want the F-35. Mm-hmm. We want any mission. Because if we lose DM.
Well, yeah.
We must not even
turn
go there.
Out the lights. But anyway, to summarize things, you're saying that downtown's on fire, residential housing showing good improvement, 8 to 10%. Commercial real estate, just kind of a year like last year.
I think
year.
You're going to see a carbon copy of last year, maybe slightly better. We still have some storm clouds that are on the horizon.
Real quickly, give us a few of your couple of storm clouds.
Well, the storm clouds is, you know, we have a stock market bubble, and that mm-hmm. can pop. And you know, you're at 17,000. You're almost at 17,000. You have Obamacare and people being laid off and not being able to afford the insurance, or they have to pay for it, but they don't have the disposable income after that. And you have higher taxes coming on for both national, state, and local. You don't have that disposable income anymore, and that's going to affect the retail. So there are storm clouds out there. It's not like everybody's jumping around and saying, great days are here in Tucson.
Happy days are here again.
Right.
Well, we're trying. That's certainly one thing we can say, right? We're trying.
Hey, the weather's great. Those folks back east might say, hey, I want to be down there.
Boy, if this isn't a banner year for Tucson tourism, I don't know what is.
We got to capitalize on it.
I can't remember a January this nice and this warm. I mean, certainly we need the rain, but this is a fantastic January. Hank Amos, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Hank Amos, Tucson Realty and Trust. He's the president and CEO, and we always look forward to talking with Hank. Hank, have a great week.
You too. Take
Thanks.
Care.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Starr, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com, or call 498-4615.
Welcome back. It is our midweek edition. Bill Buckmaster with you on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. This Saturday is Beat Back Bufflegrass Day in Pima County. Joining me in studio on the show is Marilyn Hansen. Marilyn is volunteer coordinator for the Sonoran Desert Weed Whackers. That group will be digging out bufflegrass from the Tucson Mountain Park starting at 8 a.m. Marilyn, good to see you. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great being here.
Tell me a little bit about bufflegrass. What is it? Why are we beating it back? Why are we getting rid of it? And what happens if we don't get rid of it?
Bufflegrass is a bunch grass that was brought here in the 1930s as forage for cattle and also to control erosion. And we found this supergrass in Africa, brought it here, and planted it. And then it sort of laid low for several decades. And about 1990s, it started to expand and explode like invasive plants do. And it turned out that this was a monster. And what it does is the seeds are airborne, and they blow into our wild lands, into our back alleyways, and it starts to grow, and it gets firmly established. And as a result, it brings fire danger to the desert, and it fills up the real estate so native plants can't thrive.
So it just chokes off the native plants.
Absolutely. And it'll kill the Palo Verdes, it'll kill the saguaros, which are signature plants.
Of course. And you first got involved with bufflegrass as a volunteer at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, which, of course, is in the region of the Tucson Mountain Park. And so how have we done out at the park?
Tucson Mountain Park has had volunteers go out three times a month. We go out the second and fourth Wednesdays and the third Saturdays. We have teams nowadays of about 10 to 12 people going out each time. And we are hiking into the hills and digging up the bufflegrass, piling it up on site where it dries. We have other folks that are going. Sonia Norman, working out of the Desert Museum, also works all around the Desert Museum and clears out any buffel grass that she can find. As a result, when you drive through Tucson Mountain Park, you do not see patches of buffel grass. You don't see it along the roadways. Last year, in 2013, the volunteers in Tucson Mountain Park put in 3,100 hours, which is the equivalent of $70,000 at the volunteer federal rate.
Wow, that's amazing. And you're to be congratulated for making the Tucson Mountain Park pretty much buffel grass free. Now, it's not easy to get rid of this stuff. Kind of summarize, how do you get rid? You said once it's pulled up, you kind of leave it to dry?
We leave it to dry. First of all, digging it out, we're either using rock picks or we're using caliche bars, digging bars. And we've now, because we've gotten all the easy low-hanging fruit, if you will, we have to hike in a little further, higher up in the mountains, to dig out the patches that have come in. There's new established patches in areas that we have cleared in the past. Sometimes it comes back, sometimes not. I map all of this, so I keep track of what we've covered in the past. And in some cases, we are hiking up into the mountains to clear out sites that were new infestations in the last several years. And so we have to stay on top of it.
And for people that are not in the Tucson Mountain Park, perhaps they want to get rid of it on their own property, what's the best way to do that?
This weekend, we have neighborhood teams working within their neighborhoods. And you can sign up for that at bufflegrass.org, where we encourage people to get the tools, dig it out, put it in large contractor bags, not just regular leaf bags, that it's too heavy. And then what they do is they put them in their dumpsters or their trash barrels. And what you want to do is encase the plant and all of the seeds that are in the base of that plant.
And again, that is buffel grass, and buffel is spelled B-U-F-F-E-L, and then grass, all one word, bufflegrass.org. That's the place to find out kind of the coordination center, right, for all of this?
Yes. Yes. It's if people go to that website, they'll find lots of information. There are little videos that talk about the danger of fire with buffel grass. There's a nifty buffel grass identification booklet that is now downloadable, that is very useful, that people, if they go there, they'll find lots of good information as to how to identify buffel grass.
Is there a better time of year to pull this stuff?
When it's not hot in the summertime.
I mean, I would think maybe after some rain it might make it a little
after
easier.
A rain, it's fabulous. The ground is soft and it... it's much easier to pull out. As a matter of fact, in Tucson Mountain Park, after a rain, we pretty much can pull some of the smaller plants just by pulling with our hands.
So it sounds like when this was introduced for the cattle industry originally,
yes, exactly.
It sort of was, there was a dormancy period.
There was.
Okay.
And this is typical of invasive plants. They sort of hang out, getting to know the neighborhood. And then all of a sudden, they will just explode.
Okay. And so do you need any kind of special, should people bring any tools? Or are you going to supply
if they sign up today?
Yeah. Okay.
We will then have some numbers, and we can get adequate tools to those site leaders. However, that wouldn't keep me from going to a site. Because we always need people who don't dig up the plant, but they hold the bag. Or they lift the plants up and put them into bags. This isn't necessarily have to be heavy work. You can be one of the helpers.
And this really has grown, this whole buffel grass, eradicating buffel grass movement, hasn't it, in Pima County?
It's been unbelievable.
Since you started in 2000.
Yes. Yeah. I was involved with some of the public education 2005, 2007. We were reaching out to neighborhoods, HOAs, schools, trying to educate people. And we're finding now that a good number of people know, quote, Buffelgrass is bad. They might even know that Buffelgrass generates fire and can be very hot. But now what I'm finding, because I map all of these neighborhoods, is that there are individuals out there that care about the desert, and they are saying, they're not going to let Buffelgrass grow in my backyard. And they dig it out.
Does Buffelgrass have any useful purpose?
I wish I could say at this time that there is a thriving market for
dug up. Do cattle like to eat it?
No.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, the Buffelgrass, as it gets older, 6 to 8 years older, it gets woody.
Ooh.
And then what happens in Sonora is they have to blade over their fields that they've planted Buffelgrass because it's too woody, and they plant new Buffelgrass in place of it.
All right, Marilyn Hansen, the Buffelgrass Volunteer Center coordinator for the Sonoran Desert Weed Whackers. And again, Marilyn, the best place to go, buffelgrass.org.
That would be the best place indeed. And come out and beat back Buffelgrass.
All right, thanks a lot, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. You know, sometimes circumstances come up that require immediate attention. Here's what took place.
Hi, I'm Don Pooley, former PGA Tour player. When the University City Church was ravaged by fire this past November, we knew just who to call for help. Ken Flower and the event team at Arizona Party Rental. As you might imagine, we were scrambling because we needed an immediate solution where hundreds of our church members could meet. Arizona Party Rental was very responsive. They quickly built a large tent, added chairs, a stage, and even heaters so that we didn't miss a Sunday service. We were able to use their rental equipment for several weeks until we found a more permanent church location. All of us at U City Church are very grateful to Arizona Party Rental for coming to our rescue when it mattered most.
Hey Don, thanks a lot. I'm glad we were there to help out. Arizona Party Rental on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition as we push toward 12:36. Want to tell you about a new sponsor. I really like these people. If you're thinking about any kind of home construction, it's Moncada Construction. It's a family-owned and operated business. They have over 10 years of experience in detailed painting and all phases of construction. Their personal service and prompt quality workmanship makes them the best choice, in my opinion, and the Buckmaster Show, in the greater Tucson area. And of course, they take credit cards. They have flat rate charging method. Here's their number, 520-390-2247. If you didn't have a chance to write it down, I suggest going to their website, Moncada, that's M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. Well, let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month, we are honored to have, as one of our two dozen or so contributors now to the Buckmaster Show. His name is Jack Chalam. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. He is also the publisher and editor of a very popular monthly newsletter. It's called The Nutrition Reporter. Actually, The Nutrition Reporter is Jack's trademarked ID. I mean, you are the nutrition reporter.
I am, and I've had that trademark for, I think, around 25 years now.
Well, you're the man. Based here in Tucson, Jack is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the very prestigious American Society for Nutrition. He's the best-selling author of more than 20 books. Just Google him sometime on Amazon. You'll see all of these books that he has. His latest is called No More Fatigue. He's a very busy guy, but we do appreciate him stopping by. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always nice to be back on the show.
Did you have a nice holiday and New Year?
Yes, I did. And that actually came on the heels of 10 days in Japan. And on one of those days, I gave 3 presentations to a group of Japanese physicians and dentists.
Well, not only is Jack the nutrition reporter, he is a fantastic photographer. And for those that follow Jack on Facebook, and I suggest people do for the photography alone, you posted. Well, actually, you were honored over there in Japan because was it Nikon that included one of your photographs? And I'm thinking it was of White Sands, New Mexico.
That's correct. I was one of 12 people selected for the 2014 Nikon calendar. And I got my first glimpse of the calendar at one of the Nikon boutiques in Tokyo.
It's a beautiful image, and folks can see it on your Facebook page. And Chalem is very easy to spell, C-H-A-L-L-E-M, Jack Chalem. All right, our live line number, 790-2040, 790-2040 for any of our listeners who have any kind of nutrition questions. Jack would be very happy to entertain those. Now, Jack, since we last talked, that journal of the Annals of Internal Medicine, that editorial that came out, basically saying vitamins were a huge waste of time.
Yeah. It's interesting because the researchers who published that editorial have a history of staking out a negative stance on vitamin supplements. So this was just one more thing. But one of the other journals published by the American Medical Association 2 weeks later published a study showing that high-dose vitamin E improved people with Alzheimer's disease. And it didn't help the people with Alzheimer's disease in terms of cognition, thinking processes, but it did help them in terms of what's called functional activities. And they were far better able to take care of themselves on a day-to-day basis, grooming, bathing, going to the bathroom, things of that sort, for 6 months longer over a two-year period compared with people who were taking the sugar pills.
How much vitamin E were they at?
Pretty high dose, 2,000 IU a day.
Okay, and normal recommend, what do you normally recommend?
Oh, 200 to 400 IU a day. But, you know, the normal recommendation is for people who are healthy. People with Alzheimer's disease are really kind of like speeding toward their decline.
All right, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have John with us. John, you're with Jack Chalem. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The reason why I was calling is there's another commenter or contributor on the Buckmaster Show that talks about credible meds, and he always takes the opportunity to complain about nutritional supplements. And in his last appearance on the Buckmaster Show, he made a statement that, and I quote, nutritional supplements have been shown to have no benefit. I was wondering if Mr. Chalem could comment on the safety, efficacy of vitamin supplements and discuss Duchenne and things like that so that people aren't confused about nutritional supplements.
And I think he was talking about dietary supplements, right, John?
He was not talking about vitamins generally.
I think he was talking about some of these dietary supplements and where we really don't know what ingredients are in them.
There's really two answers, one about safety, the other about efficacy. In terms of safety, these supplements are extraordinarily safe. And one of the contrasts is, how do they compare with over-the-counter and prescription drugs? And those drugs are very, very dangerous. They always come with side effects of one sort or another. One of my physician friends says what one of the beauties of vitamin supplements is they have side benefits rather than side effects. In terms of efficacy, I'd probably just say keep listening, because we always talk about recent studies. And you can go to a website like PubMed, PubMed.gov, which is run by the National Library of Medicine. And if you type in something like vitamin E or vitamin C, you'll see tens of thousands of research summaries pop up.
It is confusing because, you know, there are vitamins and then there are these supplements that people take to lose weight. And some of those are very questionable.
Yeah. The weight loss supplements are really kind of like on the periphery. But I think
that's what the caller was referring
to,
what Dr. Woosley, who does our Credible Meds segment, our Your Meds segment, was talking about. He was very worried about the ingredients in the dietary to lose weight supplements.
And I would agree with you, Bill, on that. I think the weight loss supplements are of dubious value. There are risks with those. But in terms of taking your regular multivitamins, mm-hmm. individual vitamins and minerals, they're extraordinarily safe.
We're going to talk about the mineral magnesium. And I think, Rose, this might be a natural place before we get into magnesium to take our break. And again, it's 790-2040, 790-2040. Jack Chalom will be happy to take your question and entertain whatever your comment happens to be. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery
Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and we want to thank one of our sponsors, Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, and they've got a big event coming up. It's called Chocolate Fantasia. This is an annual event, and it is on Saturday, February the 8th. This, I believe, would be worth the three and a half hour road trip over to Silver City, and it gets underway at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be 20 vendors of handcrafted chocolates. So you basically buy one ticket. It's $20, and that lets you sample all the chocolates. And Jack Chalom with me in studio. Jack, that might be worth a trip for you to, I know you love New Mexico anyway, and you also love chocolate.
Yeah, I do, right on both counts, Bill. I actually used to live in New Mexico, and I've got some family visiting in a month, and we are planning a New Mexico road trip.
And I'm sure that will take you through lovely Grant County and the Gila National Wilderness, such a gorgeous area.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful
for your photography.
Country if you like being out in the woods and nature.
Anyway, check out southwestnewmexico.org. That is the website for all the information about Chocolate Fantasia, February 8th, and great places to stay in Silver City, including Bear Mountain Lodge and Bear Paw Ranch and Axel Canyon Preserve. They have the full list of great places to stay over there. And we kind of started our conversation, Jack, talking about White Sands, New Mexico, because your award-winning calendar photo. I mean, Nikon, they could have, well, there are a lot of photos to choose from, and they chose your photo of White Sands, New Mexico. That's really cool.
Yeah, I it's quite an honor. And, you know, the competition was stiff.
I bet.
Really was not optimistic about my chances. But, hey, I was surprised to be one of the winners.
Jack Chalom is the nutrition reporter. He is the publisher and editor of this very popular independent newsletter that reports on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies. The lead story in the January issue has to do with the mineral magnesium.
Yeah, it's interesting, Bill, that there's so much attention paid to calcium. And a lot of that basically is driven by the National Dairy Council, which likes to promote its products. Nothing inherently wrong with that. But it tends to slight other nutrients that are just as important, if not more important. And magnesium is one of those, and it plays a role in bone. We can come back to that if you want. But there have been some recent studies on magnesium, and one was done by Spanish researchers, and they found that people who had the highest intake of magnesium were about one-third less likely to die at any given time of any cause.
Wow.
Heart disease, cancer, anything. And this is consistent with the other research that has been published for years on magnesium.
They really go hand in hand, the calcium and magnesium, as you write in the Nutrition Reporter. You said, for example, just as calcium is needed to help contract the heart muscle, magnesium is required to allow the heart muscle to relax, kind of a yin and yang.
Yeah, exactly. And that relaxation phase of, you know, what we know as the heartbeat is very, very important. And that actually is good lead into the next study, which was on magnesium and what's called pre-hypertension. Mm. This is when your blood pressure is starting to creep up, but it's not high enough to be called high blood pressure yet. And this study looked at, oh, I think 175 generally healthy men and women, and people with low levels of magnesium were twice as likely to have pre-hypertension. And again, this is this muscle relaxant effect of magnesium. And one of the little clinical pearls about magnesium is if you have muscle spasms, whether they're twitches or Charlie horses, these are almost always due to a magnesium deficiency. And if a person's taking diuretic drugs just to kind of like reduce excess mm-hmm. water, they're at a higher risk of magnesium deficiency and more likely to have this kind of cramping.
790-2040, 790-2040 comments for Jack Challum would be welcome. You know, people talk about that restless leg syndrome, which is like, I guess, a cramp in the leg. And I have heard that people that take magnesium have a lot of positive results in getting rid of that.
Yeah, if the cramping is muscle related, the magnesium is likely to help. If it's circulatory related, guess what? We were talking about vitamin E earlier. Mm-hmm. Vitamin E is likely to help.
What is the right, I guess you have to have the right combination with the magnesium and calcium.
I think most people tend to overdose on calcium in the sense that they're just taking too much to the exclusion of other things. So the easiest way is just to counterbalance that with some magnesium, maybe 300 milligrams a day. When you get above 400 milligrams a day, it tends to loosen the stools, and some people like that laxative effect, but others don't. So 300 milligrams a day is a reliable dosage.
How about osteoporosis?
You know, again, the emphasis is on calcium, and magnesium is just about as important. And some studies have shown that if you simply give magnesium supplements alone, that will strengthen bone. And there are other important bone nutrients. Vitamin D. We need vitamin D to metabolize calcium. Without the vitamin D, the calcium basically kind of like just goes right out as fast as it went in. Vitamin K, mm-hmm. very important for bones. The only contraindication is people who are taking the drug Coumadin.
Yes, the blood-thinning drug.
But the three big ones in terms of bone, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D.
Okay, coming up now on 1257 on the Buckmaster Show, Jack Challum is with us. Jack, how do people get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter?
Website, nutritionreporter.com, and I've got a year's worth of free back issues up on the site that people can download and peruse. There's subscription information up on the website, too, nutritionreporter.com.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze in one more call here. We have Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Jack, there's my question is, is there any place I can go to find out where these good supplements or good vitamins I can get from food, natural foods?
Natural foods.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I'm just starting an article on what's called whole food supplements. I'm not a big fan of whole food supplements, mainly because the dosages are so low. you would probably do yourself more good just getting a regular one-a-day type supplement. Basic advice, try to eat healthy, fresh foods, you know, chicken, salmon, lots of veggies. And then, you know, go to the health food store or a drugstore, and one of the clerks can help you pick a good high-potency multivitamin. And that's a great place to start.
Is it best to try to do capsules rather than the tablets?
Yeah, I do favor capsules because they break down more easily in the gut. They're better absorbed. If people have issues with gastric absorption, the tablets often just go ping in the toilet in the morning.
Yeah, you don't want that. All right, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, and online, the best way, just go nutritionreporter.com.
That's right.
Jack, have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. We're all enjoying Culligan water, all of the in-studio guests. And the host, that would be me. We all enjoy having a bottle of nice chilled Culligan water right here by our side at KVOI. By the way, we've got a new updated website, KVOI.com, looking really good. Everybody should check that out. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with the lovely and talented Rosemary Brad. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.